7248,
I got your request. How can I help?
Yeah, there's a couple that was just on my bus, and I just had to boot them off because they were smoking meth in the back of the bus. They got off there at Alberta. I think they're going to try to get on the 6. I don't know if you want to send out like a do not board or something, but they're obviously doing drugs on the bus, so.
Okay, and do you have a funny smell on your bus? If so, I'm going to need you to pull over and wait 5 to 10 minutes and let your bus air out, and then you can continue.
There's no fumes. I already had all the windows open and all the vents open already because it was hot earlier, so I just happened to look up in the mirror as I was coming around the corner and caught him doing it, and the stop was right there, so I told him to get off.
Okay. I'll go ahead and notate that just for future reference. We just don't want to assume if they were just smoking, then they were smoking. That's perfectly fine. But we don't want to assume that they're just smoking drugs because there's a protocol that we have to take with that being necessary. Whether if you have the windows or the vents open anyway, I will still have to have you at your next stop pull over and wait just to get the bus to air out and have a supervisor meet you.
Is that for next time or right now?
Okay, and you're sure that you don't have that smell, correct?
Yeah, no, there is no smell. I've smelled it before. I've had it happen on the bus before. Like I said, I just happened, like I was coming around the corner and looked up in my mirror, and I could see what the dude was doing, and he was sparking it, but I caught him, and he caught me catching him, so he stopped. So there, it didn't really get to make that smell that it would make.
Okay, I copy. Well, go ahead and just roll, and then we'll see if we'll get another call from you.
Okie dokie.
We're clear at 2208.